You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Jeremy joining the Homeowners Association at his neighborhood, where he is going to become the law when it comes to various things like house colors.
Driveway widening, house colors, sheds, roofs, things like that.
Oh, yeah, sheds and roofs.
Sheds and roofs, landscaping, things of that nature. My wife, who is extremely bossy, forced me into doing this.
Right.
And I think, I mean, we have like our first meeting with the president this weekend. So, I mean, we haven't even really met with the, you know, the big shots of this. But we are.
You're already laying down the law.
But we're already making decisions. A few houses in the neighborhood are changing paint colors, you know, because it's summertime. So that's what people do. They get out and they're wanting to paint their house and freshen it up. And we have a few in the neighborhood that are popping up with colors that are not acceptable to me.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Here we go already. But the thing is that I am following the HOA guidelines. I actually went and cracked open the giant booklet, you know, that we were given when we moved into the community. Mm-hmm. And I will say that I am following the word of the booklet. But where it's causing issues is that Nick Nack and I are already arguing about a couple of these houses in the neighborhood because she likes the colors they are choosing, but I do not, because they are too bold and in your face. And the HOA guidelines specifically state that the houses in the neighborhood have to be, quote, subtle colors. Subtle.
That's where I have a problem. Who defines what is subtle?
Well, I think we can
all. And the answer is Jeremy.
Me. I think we all can get a visual of what a subtle color is.
So somebody turned in a request for a color.
A mighty bold color. A few of them, Dom.
You said no.
A couple of the houses are mighty bold in the neighborhood, and it's not like anything else in the neighborhood. And I'm saying no. And I'm sorry. I'm going to stick to my guns on this. This is part of the job, right?
Didn't take you long to become
Nicole's
the Nazi
freaking
in the
out, of course. She's freaking out. Everyone's going to hate us and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well,
yeah.
How can they hate us when you have a document that we're all given that you have to stick to?
No, but they see, there's the problem. The problem was when they drafted the covenants in the first place.
Yeah.
Because they're still leaving things open to personal interpretation. Look, in your own household, you guys don't agree. So how can you expect throughout the entire community of hundreds of homes, how can you expect people to agree on what is, quote, subtle? Because what's subtle to you may not be subtle to me,
subtle,
and vice versa.
Get on the Google machine and type in subtle colors.
Well, I think we can, fine. But I mean, I thought we were trying to get away from this where every house is like taupe, you know, and every house looks like Highlands Ranch. No offense, Highlands Ranch. Sorry.
Well, like,
I stepped in it there.
There's some beautiful homes.
Our community's not that, like, that bad. But when you have people coming in with like these bright, burnt orange looking colors and these weird greens, and I'm sorry. The reason we moved out of our previous community was because we had people painting their houses lime green with like yellow trim. We're like,
no,
screw
I understand
this.
But can't
some people
the
just
HOA,
can't. They have no taste in color.
Can't the HOA actually come up with maybe like 14 approved colors?
That's exactly what we said.
So instead of saying they just need to be subtle. All right, next, you know, point of business. No, that's too open to interpretation. So if you're really going to get strict about colors, which
I want a palette created. I want a palette. I'm going to say 15 to 20 colors. Let's do that. I'll bump that number up.
Well,
of
but then
subtle,
you're getting into
earthy.
Then you're getting into shades of tan, you know?
But can't we just get those?
What color is your house? Because I'll never be invited to
what
it.
Is,
so
it's
what
like
color
a grayish, grayish, greenish.
Grayish? Or is it gray?
It's a weird greenish, grayish. But I know you're going to say, well, that's not subtle. No, it's a subtle. It's subtle with a light trim.
If it's
close to white trim. So okay. It's very subtle. We fit into the little box.
No, I would consider gray to be subtle. It's There's subtle. No doubt.
Yeah, and I want some earthy tones, some grays, but when you come at me with like colors of the sun, I can't. Yellow? No, I'm not going to do that. We can't do that.
So no yellow houses are allowed?
No, God. Ugh. Bright yellow house blinds you. The sun will reflect off that house and hit your house and start melting things inside your home. So here we are. We're not even 2 weeks into this. We're already fighting in the house and creating enemies in the neighborhood. So let me just publicly say that you were right.
If you will rewind the tape, I warned you when you were saying, I'm going to get on the HOA board. I was like, oh, people will hate your guts, buddy.
So far, I hate it.
And it hasn't even been
it's causing bickering in the house because she's like, well, these aren't that bad. They're fine. I was like, the problem is if you allow these houses to go crazy with their oranges and stuff, they're gateway houses. Because the next thing you know, you got 10 more people applying and be like, well, so-and-so did it and so-and-so did it and da-da-da. And next thing you know, it's just every color of the rainbow in your neighborhood.
But what really
you can't have these gateway houses.
But really, deep down, what's the problem with that?
It gets to be ugly looking.
Says who?
Me.
So it's just people driving still through. Just
no,
comes
but
down
in
to
general,
a
I don't
thing.
Think people have the eye for good color schemes.
But you do.
Oh yeah.
What if
color.
They disagreed and said, "I've got a good eye for color, and you don't"?
No.
Then what do you say?
Well, I'm on the board.
So what we need are a few people who like the color blue and yellow and red to get on the board,
sure.
So you can have a little splash of color instead of the camo neighborhood that you live in.
I'm all fine with a splash of color as long as it's a subtle splash of color.
Oh, my God. You and subtle.
I just don't understand how anyone could be mad at us when we are just referring. Okay, refer back to Section 4, Paragraph 3. I'm sorry.
I explained that to you because two different people will argue over what is subtle. You have to give them, in this case, you have to treat them like children. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
And you've got to say, you get these 12 colors to choose from, and that's it.
I am so with you.
And then be thankful because there are neighborhoods around, there are neighborhoods in suburbs of Denver where I swear to God they have two choices or three, and that's it.
Isn't that nice, though? Isn't that just one less thing in your life you got to worry about?
Well, I would. No. No, it's not.
Yeah, it releases anxiety.
More than three for color of house. Oh, please.
I would love it. Okay, say five. You have a color palette of five different colors you can choose from. That's one less thing you got to think about in your life. You know?
What is this whole? But, you know, we live in an era when everyone is all about wanting to be, you know, I'm my own person. I'm unique. Nobody's like me. But we won't allow it with the houses. In other words, you have drive down the street and you won't be able to tell any house apart because they all look exactly the same.
Fine.
Why is that fine?
It just keeps things.
And why do you
it just
care
keeps things looking
what
nice.
Somebody else's house is like?
Because
just worry
next
about
thing
your
you know,
own
oh,
house.
Please, you would never want to live next door to like a lime green house.
Why?
You would hate it.
But why?
Tacky. It just
I think
looks
when I was
tacky.
Younger, I would. But as I get older, I'm like, I don't care. If you want a lime green house, then have a lime green house. It's your house.
Yeah.
What I would put my foot down on as a neighbor is crappy lawns would get overgrown with weeds
yeah,
and stuff
like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that either. Yeah.
But the color of the house, whatever. Have you seen those pictures of the homes along the Mediterranean coast of Italy? And the houses are all built into the rock, right? And they're all yellow, red, green, blue. It looks like a bag of Skittles was thrown up against the coast of the, you know.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's a panoply of color. It's like Walt Disney threw up, and it's just
oh,
all
now
over.
You're selling me.
Beautiful.
I prefer the coasts of like Greece, where they're all white. Where like the right, Pillsbury Doughboy threw up.
Listen.